You there?
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Okay, so you were in the raw fair, so there was gene repair. A four component operation consisting of juicer, blender, food processor, Excalibur dehydrator, said cutlery items, cutting board, stainless steel colanders, and whittling spoons, spatulas, strainers, and such.
Okay.
So, in the operatives of these four pieces of equipment is the juice bar the ability to be mobile, a mobile lane or a traveling lane unit, meaning you can take the juice bar anywhere and basically feed, heal, and also employ. You know.
Have you done this before?
Yes.
What has been your experience with this?
Well, my experience has been traveling to different regions with a set protocol. For instance, back in 2000, when I first got into the living food, the living food aspect of my health evolution, I started to sprout. And, you know, basic sprouting consists of a mason jar, you know, seed or grain, whatever you're going to sprout. And it fascinated me to the extent that I decided I would create a curriculum for myself that I would not eat until my produce was sprouted. You know, so basically, as an individual, proprietor, I would go long distances with this jar, water, and seed. And for a minimum of 2 to 3 days, you know, my personal regimen would consist of liquids, you know, water, juices, and the food substance that I would eat after the 2 and 3 days was up was the food that had sprouted in my jar. And so that grew into getting a food processor. So now I can sprout multiple seeds or nuts, grains, put them in a food processor, and create another item versus just the raw nut and seed itself. And that is what's coined as living food. You know, you take it from its raw state and it's still living. You process it, which dissipates its energy to an extent, but it's still living because it's your high enzyme activity, which most processed foods are not.
Yeah.
So then it evolved from the food processor to dehydrator. Now the dehydrator is what takes the raw seeds and raw nuts after they've been processed and gives proprietor the ability to create other substances like crackers, cookies, burgers, because what happens with the arsenal of dehydration is the dehydration process extracts all the moisture from the said byproduct to where it's tangible. It's a tangible substance.
What were the brands of equipment again? You said like an Excalibur?
Yeah, the Excalibur is, you know, from my experience, the best dehydrator to use. I use the round kind that from the heat comes from the bottom up. I built a dehydrator, a wood dehydrator. Now, them are good, too. We can go into that at a later time. I can actually take some pictures of the one I have downstairs in the basement. And that could, you know, we could talk about that a little bit. A Vitamix blender. I've been using a fountain, you know, I think it's called the fountain juicer, for I've had it since roughly 2005 or 6, and it's still going. You know, but that, you know, you just want to do some research and, you know, find the best equipment that resonates with you. See, like, you know, like I choose equipment that resonates with my energy. Like, it is, I use the highest quality equipment. So, therefore, the operation is very efficient. Very efficient, very clean, very precise, you know, very scientific. Timing, consistencies, the longevity, you know, also in ops, you know, we study how to, you know, how long these foods are going to stay alive, you know, and so some things I just make for the sake of making it is so it can sit on the shelf and months later go back and pick it up off the shelf and it's still ingestible, it's still palatable, roughly no mold, you know, so keeping food in the right temperature, the right cool, dry space, that's important, you know, because you want to be able to see what, so what happens is with this equipment, you take these nuts and seeds and you produce, you know, you take, you know, produce from the seed that was produced in water. You know, you break it down as it still has a high water content, you know, versus just a dry seed. And then you extract the moisture once the enzymes, once all the germination process activates the vitality of the nut. You know, and so when it's broken down in its most vital state.
Yeah.
So when you dry it, in its most vital state, but the only thing you're extracting is the water.
It sounds like you're. I mean, it really sounds like what you're doing. It sounds like what you're doing is you're taking, like you're following your own internal intuition. Like it's like you have like a heightened state of intuition, and you're just you're reading books and like science is backing up what your intuition is telling you just like knowing where the food is at its healthiest, because nobody's really telling you any of this information. You're just discovering it like through your intuitive response to food. That's where colleges come from. Like that's how Newton discovered like math, like or discovered calculus. Like he just from his intuition he just discovered like formulas, and he's
this book is a catalyst to the school, man. I told you the book is, you know, the catalyst to the school. It's the basically confirms my degrees of learning.
I mean,
if it doesn't, it
puts you in a position where you're one of the few people on planet Earth that had somebody write a book for them, like to have somebody be like, hey, like you're one of the people that the universe looked at and said, you deserve a book. Here you go. Like just talk, just walk around and talk. We're gonna give you a book. We're gonna help you sell this. Like, and honestly, like one of the things that you could do is you could talk to the Vitamix blender. You could talk to Excalibur, and we could. I mean, one of the things that I could do in the book is like I could write not necessarily like an advertisement, but like I could write. I could kind of like write to the benefit of these blenders. I could be generous in my descriptions of these cooking instruments, and then. And then, I mean, we could try and like share the book with these restaurants and just let them know that like their instruments.
No.
What?
No,
I was gonna, like we could let like these four companies that sell food, like we could let them know that there's a book that exists with their name in it that elevates them to a high level of status if they to see if they'd be interested in it.